Hi, I'm Kate Smurthwaite and welcome to my quite sarcastic news podcast. Today is February the 6th and we start with some politics. And a police reform report due out this week claims time and money wasted on red tape could put 3,000 more officers on the street. A follow-up report is expected to explain that a further 50 could be put on the beat if they stop spending money on police reform reports. The author of the report, Sir Ronnie Flanagan, has spent a year compiling the report, a year he could have spent like Bob Geldof organising a big charity rock concert. The government is expected to face harsh questioning on why Live 89 never happened. The main culprit in the alleged overspend is the forms officers have to fill in when they perform a stop and search. These forms were brought in to monitor whether ethnic minorities were being unfairly targeted. So all that money wasted making sure the police aren't racist. What a waste, eh? Let's just assume they're not and save all that money. Now, crime. And in response to Home Secretary Jackie Smith's claims that she didn't feel safe walking in the streets at night, a group of four Labour MPs went for an after-hours wander around Hackney. This was notable among local residents as the first time people had ever wished there was more gun and knife crime in the area. Now, international news, and Osama bin Laden's son Omar and his British wife are in Rome in an effort to meet with the Pope on their self-proclaimed mission to promote world peace. Now, I don't understand, was the Pope ever likely to go to war? Are they worried about a reprise of the 1527 sack of Rome by the Swiss Guards? How ironic that after your dad flies planes into the World Trade Center, you should be advising a group of guys dressed as court jesters to put down those halberds. Now, celebrities and glamour model Jordan has spoken out to warn other women about the dangers of plastic surgery. This is a significant break from her past, where just looking at her was enough to warn women about the dangers of plastic surgery. She's unhappy with her recent boob reduction surgery because, this is a direct quote, "When I saw my boobs, I was disappointed because they looked big, but I still want people to think I've got big boobs." The surgeon's failure may well be down to his insistence on using a scalpel rather than an improbability drive. And finally, in Wales, a brass band that won an award contains five married couples. I don't know why this is news, unless of course they're a six-piece band. Maybe they just kept giving each other the horn. Right, enough. That's all from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, thanks very much for listening. I'm Kate Smurthwaite, and goodbye.